Why don't you go for a jog?
Keep your f***ing mouth out of my name, bro.
The Aborigines believed the camera flash would take their soul away. The old men would keep a harem of teenage girls.
Oh my God, keep your wrinkly f***ing paws to yourself, man.
Long, long time ago, old man Echidna didn't know shit about consent, so we f***ing speared him.
They're cancelling me because I'm getting too close to the truth. Too many fine people on both sides. We're gonna root them out and exterminate them like vermin.
My day was steeped in cow shit to keep our feet warm, and we're glad of it. Gen Z don't know shit. Can't say anything anymore. In old days, we used to strangle them at birth.
Ah, well, I'm at an Easter egg hunt. My kids are running around looking for little pagan symbols and new life. Well, they're supposed to be thinking about Jesus. Gets me thinking about Christians and Christianity. The troubles I have with the idea that, you know, you can't make room for these people unless you say it's, unless you like agree that there's no other spirit in the world. Only one big monolithic being that must be named in the way that they name it. And ceremony has to be in the way they say it, or otherwise you're oppressing them. Not all Christians, some of my best friends are Christians, blah blah, but well, it's a lot of nationalism, a lot of populism coming through, especially in the evangelical movement in Australia, which has so much political traction and so much big billionaire donor funding flowing through all the time. Winding back the clock based on, you know, even the most generous of them are kind of like, well, our approach to LGBTQI plus people is, you know, love the sinner, hate the sin. Like, you know, I love you as a human being as long as you're not being gay. Like, just the whole thing that makes you you, I just don't like that. You know, but I love you as long as you get better soon. Oh, and the way they sneak the P into the LGBTQ, like they say PTQ and that, just sneaking it in there, pedophiles, grooming, all this stuff, it's growing. And it's wild. And parents pretty good here, keeping a secular feel to this Easter egg hunt. There's no one running around saying, hey, remember Jesus died. But then at the same time, like, I like that story. The whole thing that aligns with our stories, that love magic I'm talking about a lot lately, and how it flows into the world from some creation being who was wounded. We got that same story. That Pico story, you know, it's pretty much universal. You know, a time when there's no love in the world, and then somebody who's holding all that love, keeping all that love for us, is wounded and it flows out. Even the Jesus story, it carries this through in the same way that the eggs, these pagan eggs for new life, is coming through. From the old ways. And yeah, I guess, you know, shout out to Jesus and all that. Que aque hai d'argento e sangue d'oro. That spear pierces his side and all the love in his waters and blood flowing into the world. Be good to do things with love, people. And in that same way, like this man, this God that you're calling the only God, you know, like he done. Even Islam is happy to make room for Jesus and make that agreement on the love story. Love stories are important. Love is everything. Love flows through us, around us. If you try and hold it all for yourself, then you're finished. It turns to poison and kills you. Anyway. It's nice to see all these children, you know, here feeling that love together, moving together, and good patterns, good ways, all belonging together. And you know, this might not be ceremony what I'm seeing here, but it's certainly ritual behavior, and it's storied behavior, you know, based on the best hopes of everybody. And that's kind of nice. And I'm really happy that I'm not online, an online person, because I imagine I'd be seeing all people debating about it and you know, talking about the role of Christianity in the age of discovery and the building of empire and the theft and destruction of lands and the earth. This is all true story too. These cautionary tales that have to come alongside. But I guess all the bickering and the fighting and the everybody posturing, taking positions that I imagine is going on right now. Yeah, that I know is going on because I see it leaking into my house from time to time, with everybody finding the position they want to best sell their own personal brand. Ah! There's got to be some compatible frickin' narratives and some joy in hearing other perspectives on the same story, that big love story. Yeah, get your love on, people. Feel it in your chest. I don't think it's in your heart. I think it comes up out of somewhere around your diaphragm and keeps moving like that. Feel it there. Feel it coming up. Don't posture about it. Don't post about it. Just be there. Be with your family and feel that love going around. And then take it out. Take it out into the world. Who's the person you love? Who's the person you're real hot for? That one person who you like. You think of them. And you just light up. Like you might think about their collarbone. Think about their shoulder. Think about the beautiful knees they have. They're like kissing them. Kissing their back. And the rest, as Kia says in her excellent song, My Neck, My Back. Who makes you feel like that? And then, where do you feel that? Is it in your loins? Nah, only if you're keeping it to yourself. Feel them come up. Feel them come up, spiraling out through your chest and out to the world around you. Feel that. Feel that for the people you're hating on online. People who you're like fighting with in your kitchen, people you're shunning at work. And the last thing is, if you're doing this kin making and this love embassy, you can just be happy also with the fact that making kin isn't about loving every bastard. It's not about having to be all peace, love, and mung beans with absolutely everybody in your orbit. Because kinship in our way and in everybody's old ways has as many avoidance rules in it as it does connective structures, the ones that you belong to in your groups and your pairs. There's avoidance there too. You know, there's different ways you got to talk to people, different ways you got to talk to your mother-in-law, or not even talk to your mother-in-law. You have avoidance relations, you know. You don't have to find a way to love the Nazis and love the sinner, hate the sin. Or, you know, love those gay people you're terrified about, but hate their sin. You don't have to do any of that. You can just practice avoidance. And when you're coming into their orbit, just frickin' listen for a minute. Listen. Find that empathy. You can sip with that love, you know, without having to love him up every single person in the whole goddamn world. You know, you can still send that love out. I don't know, too much punishment going on for sins around here. Although, you know, I do that too. I do like to punch those fascists when I see them. But you know, that's relation too. I'm punching them with love. Yeah. So here's me punching out into the world with love. And, you know, happy Easter and all that.